We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. The distinguished types around me are named as follows. John Amis sitting beside Frank Muir, Ian Wallace sitting beside Dennis Norton. But nearest to me, by the purest chance, is our delicious scorer, Leonie Lawson. John, violin music, what is this and composed by whom?
Believe this, but this morning I woke up and I had just had a dream that I was playing piano duets with Gerald Moore. Oh. And we were playing that very piece.
Really?
Isn't that extraordinary? But we weren't playing that bit of it.
What is it?
I think it's called Chinese Tambourine.
Yes, Tambourin Chinois by
Kreisler.
Yes, it's a violin piece by Fritz Kreisler. Yeah, or a duet for you and Gerald Moore. Frank, this great favourite is called Caprice Viennois. Chords on the violin, Frank. What's the technical name for them, and how many notes can the violinist play at once?
The technical name for chords on a violin is strings.
Chords. I meant chords.
They are made of sheep gut or metal.
Mm-hmm.
Not plastic.
No, I meant chords, actually. Chords on the violin.
Oh, the
yes,
thing
like,
is...
like that.
You know, well, as you've only got four strings, you can only play four chords.
No, we're getting a bit of glay, actually. First of all, they're called double... Do you know what, John?
Double stoppings.
Now, think of a violin. How many notes can you play at the same moment?
We reckon that if you press down hard, to bend the horsehair, you could cover three
That's
strings.
Right, you could. If you really gave it a great bash, you could perhaps manage four, but two is easy, three is possible, four is junk,
In the old days, they used to have a curved bow, so you could play four at a time.
That's right.
May I tell my story about Chrysler?
How can you curve
Chrysler?
Oh, about
Chrysler,
Holster.
Yes. Go on.
Sure. Story about that. There's a story that Chrysler was once doing a recital in New York with Rachmaninoff playing the piano. And Rachmaninoff was playing from the dots, and Chrysler was playing without the music. And at one point, he edged nearer and nearer to Rachmaninoff and said, "Where are we?" And without looking up, Rachmaninoff said, "In Carnegie Hall."
That's a lovely story.
The Chrysler building, it
is. Ian, a lovely theme arranged by Chrysler, but not composed by him. Question is, who did compose it, and for what instrumentation originally? Good tune that is, isn't it?
Yes, it has a sort of Hungarian gypsy sound about it.
Bohemia.
that doesn't help me very much, does it?
Try Slavonicism.
Oh, Slavonics.
Slavonicsville. Yes. So who composed it? Do you know who wrote it?
No,
it's Dvořák. It's one of the Slavonic dances, number 2 in E minor. Do you know what instrumentation they were written for originally, those Slavonic dances?
The piano, weren't they?
Yes, the piano. Well, not one piano, but...
Two pianists.
Well, no, not two pianists.
No, three pianists.
Two pianists.
Two
pianists.
Hands, four hands on one piano.
Yeah, that's it. Two pianists
lucky. Yes. I think it was Chrysler who used to say that for an artist like him, a whole of life, apart from actually giving concerts, was railway platforms and hotel bedrooms.
Yes.
Very lonely life.
Yes. On the other hand, he was once walking round a town and he passed a fishmonger's and he saw all the dead heads of the fish and said, "Oh, goodness, my concert."
Dennis, a simple enough question for you. Dennis, was that Mintzis Guadagnini in Wieniawski's Caprice, or Wieniawski's Guadagnini in Caprice's Mintz, or Caprice's Wieniawski in Mintzis Guadagnini?
Well, I may not know much about violin playing, Steve, but I have had some experience of panel game playing.
True.
And when you get a comical question, you give the answer is tacit.
Yes.
Or... ignorissimo, which means I don't know.
Yes, well, that's right. Can you get some, I may have said one or two of the names wrong. Can you get some help from Ian? Shlomo Mintz would be Ian the, what, performer or the instrument or the title? Shlomo Mintz.
Yes, sounds as a new recipe.
Yes.
the opposite of fast food. Isn't
he was playing, he's the violinist, he was playing his 1752 Guadagnini, right?
Well, that's in the type of violin.
Chrysler's arrangement of a Caprice in E-flat by Wieniawski.
Yes.
And how many marks are we going to give him for that? All right, then one.
Give him a luncheon voucher.
Give him a luncheon voucher. And we move on to a technicality or two. John, give us a hocket. In other words,
it's hiccup.
A hiccup, a hocket or hiccup, yes. Frank, tell me about melisma. Melisma.
Well, little fella. Mel, nothing special. Plays around a bit. Melisma is a... It's kind of floral decoration in singing.
Yes, a group of notes sung to a single syllable.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Oh, ruddy. Oh, ruddier than the chair. All that stuff. Yes.
I'm here at the gate alone. I'm here at the gate.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Yes. Where are we? Oh, yes. Ian, what are isorhythms?
Isorhythms?
Yes, isorhythms.
Yes. Well, I know what isobars are. Those are the lines when you see the weather on television, before they put those bits of magnetic snow and rain on, they point to those lines which join up all the places that have the same barometric pressure.
Yes.
So if that's an isobar, an isorhythm is a line that connects up all the same rhythms on a piece of music.
Yes.
And I must say, I've never seen one.
You've sung plenty. It's well worked out. I mean, certainly we must give you the mark, I think, then, mustn't we? But it's not quite right. Isorhythms are a repetition of the same rhythm, but to different notes. In other words, as in... and then...
La, la, la. How clear you made that, Steve. Oh,
well, you made it even clearer, but wrong. Dennis, can you give me an example of a mini-singer?
Yes, that was... you know Mickey Mouse's girlfriend was... she had this sewing machine.
Yes.
Or alternatively... there was the mini singers. It's an American term, isn't it? I don't know. Connect it with an American.
This is something I certainly ought to know.
Oh well, then you should. You certainly ought to answer.
Yes. The trouble is it's sort of gone from me a bit.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's not like the master singers.
No. You get compliments from him. When I don't know, I get these barbed insults, you see. So it's better that you don't know than I
do. Oh, you do that. You know,
they're going for competitions, incidentally, don't we, John?
Yes.
Well, half of us do, yes.
Yes.
Minnie Singer was the rather aristocratic singer of love songs.
Yes, 12th, 13th century troubadour of aristocratic origin, as opposed to master singers of the merchant class, in effect, troubadours. Would you like to give them half a mark or none?
What?
Would you like to give them half a mark or none?
Half.
Half, right.
To make them ashamed.
No, pride would prevent us taking a mark for that, wouldn't it, really?
There will be a penalty loss of one half mark for anyone who groans or shows dissent as I announce my piano medley.
Hooray!
Four songs for John and Frank to name, four for Ian and Dennis. Sort of martial, this one. Eight songs in 29 seconds.
Yeah, a bit swifter than you.
Yeah, it was a bit. Yes.
Mr. Porter.
Oh, Mr. Porter, yes.
Blighty.
Take me back to dear old Blighty,
ask
yes.
Ask a policeman.
If you want that time, ask a policeman. And the chorus, how about that? Answered in 2 seconds flat. the next one. Trinity Church, I met my doom.
Blaze away.
Blaze away.
Well done. All the nice girls love a sailor.
Yes, and...
Hold your hand out, naughty boy.
Hold your hand out, naughty boy. That's got that
disposed of.
As Ian well knows, two quite different people can share the same name. I don't know how often the footballer called Ian Wallace is asked to sing Mud, but it might be about as often as Ian wears shorts, I should think. This round is called The Name's the Same. I will give you a perfectly factual description of Mr. X, whoever it is, and then play a record which has the same name on the label. Same name, needless to say, of course, different people. John, this man, you're going to hear, according to the name on the record label, met Wagner and assisted in preparing Parsifal for Bayreuth. Hazard a guess.
Humperdinck,
yes.
Actually wrote part of Parsifal, and it was played at the first performance.
Did he compose?
Because there wasn't quite enough music for one of the transitions, and he wrote a bit, and Wagner said, So they put it in, but when it came to be printed, of course, professional pride made him work up something new, and Humperdinck was sort of...
I did that for Puss in Boots at the Palladium.
similar kind of show. I always liked was that when Engelbert Humperdinck, the pop singer, was asked who thought of his name, do you remember, he said, well, my manager thought of the surname and I thought of the Christian name.
Engelbert Humperdinck it was. Frank, same type of thing. Dickens said that he laughed and cried as over no other story when writing about this person.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love and drive me insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, babe, full of fire.
Oh, wasn't he wonderful? What's happened to him? Yeah. Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, yes, as in Christmas Carol. Yeah. That's right. Ian, one-time news editor of the Church Times, the fastest man between Sydney and Hobart, and... worth hearing an extended bit of that.
Oh, yes, that's Ted Heath.
That's right, bandleader Ted Heath. Dennis, Basil Hallward's inspiration, who went off, rather, and then hit the pop charts in 1968 with this.
Did you see how Leonie perked up there? Last week got into her prominence. Now, the voice, as you know, I've just about caught up with the Dave Clark Five. So, but what was the name you mentioned?
Ah, that's the point. I gave you three clues, actually. Basil Hallward's inspiration, I said, who went off, rather.
Wasn't Basil Hallward the painter in Dorian Gray?
Yes. Portrait of, that's right.
Now, was there a singer called Dorian?
Yeah, you've got it. That's the name of the pop singer, Dorian Gray. And he did go off, didn't he, in the painting sense. Yeah. I wonder if you can place the song line, a few words from me and then a title from you. John, surprise yourself by knowing the title of a song that you've probably never heard. It's by Melville, Gideon and Clifford Gray. And the second line is, Can Spring Be Far Behind?
What is it? If winter's traces.
If winter comes.
If winter comes. That's right. It's called If Winter Comes. Do you know what it's from, Frank? Just for interest.
Well,
who wrote it? If winter comes, can spring be far behind.
Oh God! Yes,
you need it for.
I do.
James Thurber used it for
a very good caption, didn't he?
Yes. The Hounds of Spring are on Winter's Traces. Never mind. Let it pass. Let it pass.
Is it Swinburne?
No, Shelley. No, Ode to the West Wind.
I remember Melville Gideon. I used to hear him on the radio.
He was with. They were with the Co-Optimists, both of them.
He had a very cloudy voice.
Lovely voice.
I'm tickled to death. I'm single. I'm tickled to death. I'm me. Yes. Perhaps.
Well, he wrote this song, If Winter Comes. Frank, yours to identify as a spoken line. New deck of bicycles. Curious expression.
It's either to do with a girl called Daisy or with a card game.
Ah, it's a card game.
And they don't seem to fit very closely, do they? New deck of bicycles. Is bicycle an Americanism or a card
or
something?
Yes, that's right.
A new deck of...
New deck of bicycles. You have to break the seal on a new deck of bicycles, don't you, Dennis?
Oh.
Yeah. You must know. You're looking very interested.
Anything connected with bad habits, you look to me for confirmation.
It comes from the Darktown Poker Club. Oh, Phil Harris's thing. If you would break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll get on with the game.
Must be the bit where he gets a bit of speed on.
Yeah.
The recitative section.
I don't think you got that.
No.
Yeah. Ian, and there'll maybe be a christening yet.
Oh, yes, that comes from north of the border, I have a feeling.
Yes.
That's, I'm 94 today.
Yes, by, sung by.
Will Fife.
That's written by him too, I think. Yes, Will Fife, 94. Dennis, for you, a whole verse and chorus of a song, a French song. As soon as you know the title, write it down, okay?
Quand j'étais un petit garçon, je bégayais sans cesse. Mon papa me conduisit chez une doctoresse qui, pour corriger cette insigne maladresse, me fit prononcer ce mot à toute vitesse. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Ce mot est un vrai calvaire pour les femmes échatouilles. Mais si vous le dites d'un trait, vous devenez prodige. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, yeah. it seems to be the same about four-fifths of the way.
Yes, and that's then right.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Delidistia, yes. Yeah. They changed it. I don't know why, because the next rhyme doesn't rhyme with it. The next line. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Mm. Good old French. Doesn't it sound like a French song?
Yeah.
Among all the hundreds of songs sung by my colleagues here over the years, certain ones have brought in more requests than others. This week we have the top request from each of the four. From Frank, My Old Dutch. From John, I Wonder As I Wonder. From Dennis, He Was More Like a Friend Than a Husband. And from Ian, Lean In. So that starts us off with Frank. And the background story, Frank, to My Old Dutch.
I sang this two or three years ago and explained that when Albert Chevalier sang it, he sang it saying goodbye to his very elderly wife. Because, and the dramatic point of the scene on the music hall was because when you went into a workhouse, you were segregated. You were split up from your husband. And I had a letter from a chap who was a schoolmaster in Central Africa who was taking his PhD on the social implications revealed by old-time musical songs. And he says, was this true that they were broken up? And I couldn't remember where I got it from. And I went to the London Library and managed to find it by a bit of serendipity, and it was true. And they were split up, and that's what Albert Chevalier sang about. We've been together now for 40 years, and it don't seem a day too much. There ain't a lady living in the land as I'd swap for me dear old Dutch. No, there ain't a lady living in the land as I'd swap for me dear old Dutch.
John, your turn.
Right. I wonder as I wander out under the sky how Jesus our Saviour did come for to die for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with farmers and shepherds and wise men and all. A star's light from heaven did suddenly fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have had it, 'cause he was the King. I wonder as I wander out under the sky how Jesus our Saviour did come for to die for poor ordinary people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
Perfectly lovely song. Dennis's song.
Not too perfect. Right,
yeah. Dennis's song dates from 1910.
He was more like a friend than a husband to me, more like a dear old pal. Never swore when the dinner was late, never threw his plate in the grate. It was hard to believe we was married, so happy our ways seemed to blend. You'd never have thought I was only his wife, 'cause he treated me more like a friend.
T.C. Sterndale Bennett published in 1926 the song that so many people have asked to hear again from Ian just once more, Lean In.
I heard this sung by the composer when I was quite a small boy, and it was a charity concert in aid of, I think it was called in those days, the Canine Defence League. It was a bit strange because outside the hall was a notice up which said no dogs allowed. And I'll sing the second verse. It's a song about a dog, and this is how it goes.
Had a lurcher once, better than a gal, poacher Willoughby. But he was a pal. Now there's just a mound underneath the elm. Reckon folks would laugh at I if I was to tell 'em why I'm leaning on the gate beside the pond that lies beside the site, the hedge where my old dog would play. It's just a cause from there I see the sunlight glinting through the tree upon the grave where he do lie sleeping, sleeping. Goodbye is hard to say, that's why I'm leaning on the gate beside the pond that lies beside the side of Farmer Stacks of New Mown Hay. And at the gleaning, he'll find me leaning. All day.
Well, needless to say, full marks to everyone for those four final songs. But overall, the contest shows the victory this week for John Amis and Frank Buer. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Buer, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.